Welcome to It's a Fabulous World Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I am so excited to introduce to you one of the most amazing women that I know, the incredible Miss Elizabeth Liz Johnson. Elizabeth, why don't you take it from here?
Woohoo! Thank you, fabulous Tanya. Public Speakers Association, thank you, thank you, thank you. And greetings, listening audience. I am Elizabeth Liz Johnson, speaker, MC, entrepreneur, mentor, wife, mother to seven, grandma to 15, including a set of twins, with 40 years of insurance veteran, with an ageless attitude. And I thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here with us today. There is a fabulous, moving on to our topic, my topic as the presenter for this session, there is a fabulous world of opportunities all around you. Opportunities are abundant, wouldn't you agree? Opportunities to empower self, opportunities to grow your confidence, opportunities to learn, to teach, and repeat. When each one of us actually begin to see our flow of these amazing, abundant opportunities, we are, you are, then empowering yourself to empower others. I'm going to start with a question. And think about this for just a moment. That's about all the time I can give you. Do you realize that everything you need to achieve the great desires of your heart is available and flowing to you right here, right now? Think about that question. Everything is about the abundance of all the abundance that surrounds us all. Opportunities are abundant, resources are abundant. And I have to reference to these resources like Google and YouTube. There were often times when I wanted the answer to something, I was in this habit of calling my good and adult children who have been into social media and internet a lot longer than I chose to embrace. And they would always say, Google it, Mom, YouTube it. You can find everything you need to know in those areas, those resources, and more. That opened up the Pandora box for me, and I've been doing it ever since. So strategies are abundant, and yes, we won't harp on it, but so are naysayers. Naysayers are abundant, and we just want to move on beyond the naysayers into the opportunities, the flow of incredible opportunities, resources, and strategies. Opportunities. Let's start with opportunities. Here are some questions that I have for you. What are you excited about in life? What have you done up to this point in your life? That's question number two. Question number three, what are you really, really good at? Now, you may not actually take the time now to answer those questions, but I'm sure the thoughts in your mind are flowing to answer those questions later. Because now, how can you turn what you're really excited about, what you've done, and what you're really, really good at into a business or organization that empowers others? Once you identify those areas, then the next important thing from my perspective is seizing your opportunities. You see, opportunities, they flow all the time, but we don't often recognize them. We don't often identify them. For me, in seizing my opportunities, a system, a proven system, was important to me. So adding a proven marketing system to my plan and others' plans is important. It increases your value It gives access. You have leverage and access to valuable educational resources and tools. Another part of seizing your opportunities is social media. Well, I've got a confession here. I always shrugged it off. I didn't always embrace it, didn't always welcome the idea, particularly from a business perspective. Then my mind began to open up. And when everyone who has the intent or the desire to grow and embrace what they have to offer to the world, opening up your mind to effectively increasing your social media reach should be one of those opportunities to seize. Now, some of you, I know a lot of you are probably already embracing it from a social perspective, yet maybe not currently from a business or a opportunity or a association or organization perspective. Some of you would prefer Facebook. Some may prefer Twitter. My favorite is Instagram. The key is always in seizing your opportunities is learning, teaching, growing yourself, empowering others, and repeat. Now, since social media, we're talking about opportunities and I reference seizing your opportunities and mention social media. Instagram is my favorite. One of the fastest growing social media platforms is Instagram. It attracts all ages, has more than 700 million active monthly users. And that's the latest that I've heard. It has 100% followers reach per post. The engagement is up by 115%. And there are only 36% of marketers using Instagram. What would that say to you? That there's plenty of room waiting for you on Instagram. You see, Instagram, your profile and your page on Instagram is your brand. And on all the social media platforms, and here's the part that many are still uncomfortable with, and that's video and live. Videos and live presentations are now dominating and will continue to do so. Now, as I continue with seizing opportunities, seizing your opportunities, one of the things that is very critical, very vital in anything that we pursue, and that's taking action. Many people have to overcome this. Number one on the checklist, that's taking action. And you can take action by setting your goals. You and only you know what your desires, the good desires of your heart are. Set goals for those desires. Write them down. And keep in mind, when you write out your plan, write out your goals, that they are adjustable. Sometimes we can be so rigid in what we do, so perfectionist, such a perfectionist in what we do desire, that we create a lot of stress, not realizing that whatever track we're on, whatever track we're desiring to be on, is adjustable. Then after you've done that, create a schedule. Scheduling is important. And I'm going to cover next about how to actually work your schedule after you create it. Just kind of give you an idea of what's effective for me. Then keep a good visual of your why. As you heard me mention in my introduction, I'm a mother to 7, grandma to 15, and there are a couple of great-grands as well. So for me and for a lot of other people, that's my why. That and a legacy of good health and and residual financial wealth. That's my legacy. That's the strong legacy that I am working diligently and engaging in, and empowering myself to empower others. They are my why. Next, start working your plan. That's part of the action. Start working your plan. Productivity, being productive, is usually another issue in addition to, or challenge in addition to taking action, is usually another challenge for people. How do you become more productive? Something that's effective for me is once I sit down to work on my goals, my plans for the day, setting 1.5 hour intervals helped me be more productive. After I literally set my alarm clock for 1.5 hours, when that time is up, I take a 15-minute break. During that 15 minutes, I drink water. Most of us don't get enough water. I drink water. If the sun is shining, well, the sun is always shining, but if the rays are coming through where I can grab some of that vitamin D, I'll step outside for some sun. Then 3 to 5 minutes on a mini trampoline or treadmill or whatever it is, and then deep breathing. Being in motion, having some form of activity. Then, guess what? That 15 minutes is up. Back to work. Normally, I attempt to get in 3 to 5 of those intervals, 1.5 hour intervals a day. Then we've got action, checklists, we've got productivity, but none of it means anything until we start. One of my biggest things is get over yourself, get over myself, and just start, because someone is waiting to hear what you have to say if your desire is to be a speaker. Someone is waiting for your services. Someone is waiting for your product. So stop sitting around and being selfish and keeping it to yourself. Share it. Believe me, as comfortable as I am interacting with people, this format was not easy. Yet it's part of my desire to have a positive impact on the lives of many. So here I am. I want to share one of my quotes with you. Each new day begins a new you. You cannot undo yesterday. Yet you can plan for the many tomorrows. So what will you do today with the new you? I'd like to leave you with a couple of free offers, something you can decide. And of course, we can choose to take action or we can choose to stay where we are. But something that I've used, a business marketing system that I use, Access, I talked about Instagram. So also Instagram. So these two offers, these two options I'd like to share with you. Both of them are free. One is a video review of the business marketing system that I'm currently using. And I've gained a lot from. The other is a free Instagram 10-point lead generation PDF. Both of these are available to you for you to receive. And in order to have access, simply send me an email to Liz, that's L-I-Z, at Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z, A-B-E-T-H, Liz, L-I-Z, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, .com. Again, to receive access to your free video review of the biz marketing system that I use, and the free Instagram 10-point lead generation PDF, send me an email to liz@elizabethlizjohnson.com. Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to just share a little bit with you. Tanya?